Now, all of this points to something that women don't know about men, except for if anyone took the movie As Good As It Gets seriously. You know, there's that line in As Good As It Gets where the woman says to Jack Nicholson about his books, you know, "Oh my gosh, you just know women so well. How do you do that?" And he says, "Well, it's easy. I just take a man and remove logic and accountability." Now, that's not true, as those of you who were at Understanding Women yesterday know. But the point is, what women don't know about a man on a date is that he holds himself accountable. He's being accountable for this turning out. He's being accountable for getting you to the restaurant, getting you your meal, getting you the service that he thinks you deserve, having you have a nice evening. He holds himself accountable for that. He's wants to leave as little of that to chance as possible. He's producing a result for you. That's not how we normally think of it, right? We think, you know, we got to do all kinds of things to make this turn out. And honest, if what you were is happy and appreciated all his efforts, it would turn out way better than it does now. If you didn't do anything else that we teach you today. Right, guys?
Yes.
Yes, please, please, please. The other thing we need to insert in here, by the way, is because of being single-focused, men need transition time. So it's not like as soon as he sits down at the table, then he can start conversing. Do you know, he's got to be at the table for a little while. Do you know, and he might like put his water glass where he wants. He might arrange the silverware. Some of you guys do that. Some of you don't. You know, he'll do whatever he needs to do to get situated in the environment. And then he'll look at you and he'll go, "So, what do you like to do?" And when he does that, that's the signal. He's here now. You know, he's now arrived. He's gotten all these results produced. Now he's available to me. Before that point, everything you say sounds like wah, 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 wah. It does. It's just Charlie Brown's teacher. So wait for that. Wait for when he looks at you and goes, "So..." And ask you a question. Okay, now we're here. We've arrived. By the way, if you want to be really kind to a man, I did this with my husband, and when he found out I did it on purpose, that was, I think, the beginning of him worshiping me, which is continued to this day. We lived pretty far apart, and he was going to come and take me out to dinner where I lived. And I realized when I pictured the whole scenario that he was going to be out of control from the moment he arrived at my house. Because I was going to have to tell him where the restaurant was and how to get there and how to get back. And so I'd have to give him directions. Not a good situation to put a guy in. And he would just be out of control. We weren't going to be in his territory. So when I realized that, I called him back and said, "I have a better idea. I'll drive to Pasadena. I'll come to your house and then we'll go wherever you want." You know, and I told him a couple kinds of food that I like and kind of environments I like. He's like, "Okay, good." So we were on his turf. He had everything under control. So he was supremely confident. Do you know, one of the things we love is when, right, it turns us on when men are confident. Yes? But we put men in situations in which they can't possibly be confident. It's a clue. It's a clue, gals. Make it go well. The next big difference is that the hunter, or men, by the way, if you are a woman who's really into your career or your work, from time to time you will identify more with the hunter than the gatherer. Okay, because we respond to what's ever needed, so we become masculine. So one of the things I would recommend you do, hunters don't ask other hunters out on dates. They don't do that. So you want to shift over. We'll do a little transition exercise. After you're done working, turn yourself back into a girl. Okay, it's a clue. Okay, other thing we've got here is, as a man, we've got bigger and stronger versus smaller and weaker. Yes, I know there are some women who are bigger than men. But even a man and a woman of the same size, the man will be much stronger, much, much stronger than her. So this business of being bigger and stronger and smaller and weaker has given us each different sets of instincts, okay? The instinct for a man is to be a provider. Because he's bigger and stronger, he's the provider. He's the protector. He's the one that's got to have it turn out. That's how he'll relate to himself.